talked in. He's going to talk to us about this weekend, what you can expect from the Buzz, where we'll be out and about, as well as the big tailgate experience. And
what's up, Patty?
Yo, bro, somebody just called me out about having to be somewhere at 7:10 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Well, Matt's going to be there at 5.
Yeah,
so
he
I think
is.
You can make 7:10.
Matt, are you going to put up your tent up like you did last time?
I think you can certainly make it up. Yeah, well, I'll actually be doing a lot of the setup tomorrow, and then Saturday morning, 5:15, I'll be out there, and we're going to rock and roll starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
All right, how's this? I'll come out there, but you have to put up a little tent, and you have to have your flashlight. And in honor of Halloween, you got to tell me scary stories all night Friday night.
Done. Why don't we just stay out there Friday night just to be on the safe side?
Tell me the scary ghost, the scary story of how once upon a time Louisiana Monroe came into Little Rock just a month ago. And
I'll tell you the story of tailgates past, including the first one I ever headed up, and we got beat at home.
Yeah, that was the day you didn't want to be number 8.
That was awesome.
Number 8, Tyler Wilson goes out of the game. Number 8, Tevin Mitchell goes out of the game. Arkansas was ranked 8th.
That's right.
Didn't see the rankings again after that. It was on September the 8th.
Yeah, 8, dead man. That's a dead man's number right there. Matt Couch.
Pat Bradley.
Big tailgate weekend. Other than tailgate weekend, are we doing anything else? Tonight we
it
have
is.
Something, don't
Tonight
we?
We're going to be at the Tavern. At out at the Promenade at Chenal, so come on out, and you can check out in college. We're going to have Vatek in Miami, and then in the NFL, the Chiefs and Chargers are going to be playing tonight. And also, I'll be out there since you're doing your duty in Birmingham. Where are we at?
I'm doing my duty all over Birmingham.
Hoover.
Yeah,
and,
you are.
And I'm going to do it all the way home.
In Hoover. So come on out tonight to the Tavern and hang out with myself and the Cupid's Buzz Babe team. More importantly, the Cupid's Buzz Babe team. Tonight again, Tavern 7 to 9 o'clock, and we're going to be doing some giveaways. I'm going to give away tickets to the big game. I'll let you guys do the math on that. We're going to be giving away that, some of our awesome Calm Down tees, and we will have some tailgate passes, as well as I'm going to give away a one-year gym membership to 10 Fitness. So get out tonight and put your name in the registration box, and we will
what
rock and roll.
If I don't go to the gym, but I win?
Well, then you just win, but you don't go to the gym.
Okay, fair
it's
enough.
It's not going to be like a mandatory sentence. It's not like we're going to have someone pick you up and deliver you daily to the gym.
Tonight, one thing I do want you to report back to me is that golf simulator at the Tavern. I haven't got a chance to use it yet, but I hear it's fantastic.
Have you seen it?
I've been inside of it. I didn't. It was before that they got the software update.
Okay.
So I know it's about $35 an hour, and you know, for a foursome. So it's
yeah.
It's
and I'll tell you this: we were out there this past weekend for a buddy's birthday, and it's awesome. Ryan was out there, and they were all getting some holes in, and it's pretty incredible. It's just like the one on Entourage. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I'm sure some of the listeners have, but it's pretty incredible. I don't know what all courses they have. But it's pretty much you just go and select what course you want to play, and it's basically you're legit playing that course.
Right.
So it's very, very cool, and hopefully I can give you a full report on that Friday.
Set up the on Friday, yeah, definitely. Set up the tailgate party situation. Where do we get our tickets?
Sure.
What time do you guys open?
Well, let me.
We open, I guess.
Yeah, let me tell you guys real fast. On Friday, drive time is going to be the Sonic Blast live in Clinton, and then the high school football game of the week is going to be Lake Hamilton at Bryant. And that leads us right up into Saturday for the First Security Ultimate Tailgate Party, which we are going to open at 8 a.m., and we will shut down at kickoff for those that aren't familiar with how it goes. We are going to shut down at 11:20, right before kickoff at 11:21. So get by participating First Security Bank Banking Centers listed at 1037thebuzz.com now. And you'll see a list of locations in your area. Most of them are around Central Arkansas. They do branch out a little bit as far as which ones have the passes. And as far as I know, they also have passes. It is free to get in, but you have to have the pass. We are going to have Western Sizzlin' in Jacksonville and City Market serving up biscuits and gravy. So it's going to be breakfast with the Buzz. And come kick it bright and early. We're going to have some live music, Audrey Dean Kelly at 8:30. And then Roland Pennington and the guys from TaylorMade Rocks at 10:15.
TaylorMade is back.
You going to have any of those kerosene sideline heaters out there?
I hope. I saw the weather report. It's going to be like 39 degrees on Friday night. It's going to be awesome.
Son. Well, when we're in our tent Friday night, don't you cross the line with that flashlight, pal. You got me?
Now, Pat, you can either sleep in the tent or hug and haul. You know, we'll have the scissor lift like always. So we can put you in the scissor lift and put you about 30 feet in the air. That way you'll be nice and safe. You know, we like to look out for you. And then coming back.
The boogeyman can't get me that high.
The boogeyman is afraid of heights. We know that. Now, going into next week, Pat.
Yes, sir.
You, probably I, and the Cupid's Buzz Babe team will be at Grumpy's
for
our Monday Night Football watch party and Rock, Paper, Sizz-Off, which has just been a booming success. It's pretty awesome. I don't know.
It really is.
The first rule of the Rock, Paper, Sizz-Off is you do not talk about the Rock, Paper, Sizz-Off unless, of course, it's on statewide radio and then you talk about it all day. Next Wednesday, Patrick, you and I, big guy, Cajuns.
Where are we going to be?
Cajuns.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
For
yes.
our costume contest and Halloween party, and you and I have got to get together on this outfit situation. So I don't know.
If anyone has it, shoot me an email. TheZone@1037.
This is going to be the most dangerous. Trying to get info from listeners, but yeah, shoot Pat an email or live fan feedback. What should Pat and I go as for
should
Halloween?
Be a dynamic duo. It's got
to
be a dynamic.
I think we have to select one of these. Some of the feedback or one of the emails, we've got to go with that.
Okay.
For sure.
And, I think we got everything in, right?
We got everything.
Tailgate?
Again, though, I can't
now,
stress
enough.
Now,
one question about the tailgate.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to hang around after the game? Is that not something that we can't do?
We have to start breaking down at kickoff, so we will close to the public. Now, you can hang out in that area, you know, whatever, but we're going to have, party time, and those folks, they'll be coming to get their stuff, and the stage will be getting cleared out. So it's going to be breaking down and essentially closing at 11:20.
All right, man. Appreciate
so that's it, folks. Again, get to participating First Security Banking Centers listed prominently at 1037thebuzz.com and get your free Ultimate Tailgate Party Pass today or tomorrow.
All right, gents. Well, how about a nice, lively game of birthday trivia? Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
We're going to rock and roll. Again, let me just thank Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes for having me up.
Yeah.
Not only on you guys' show on Thursday, but also on the show with No Name on Wednesday mornings. And Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes located at Pinnacle Creek Shopping Center in Little Rock. Check them out on Facebook or online.
Beautiful. You guys ready for a little birthday trivia? What are we going to give away? Big Baby, don't we have to give away something really important today?
We have tickets to Saturday's Hogs game along with passes to the First Security Ultimate Tailgate Party.
I'm going to do a trivia question at 12:45 for the Hog tickets for that package.
Sure.
Can we do that? And then we
Matt's on the
phone,
but I'll say yes. Let's do for birthday trivia. We'll do some First Security Ultimate Tailgate passes and Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Sounds good to me, big fella.
Sounds
okay,
bueno.
We have four. There's only four, okay? But I need you guys to really concentrate on these four. It's Trey Schaap. Let's do this.
Hey, Couch, you forgot Dugan's next Wednesday, Hog Wild.
Look at this guy.
Trey, you're correct. I neglected Dugan's. Don, my apologies.
And I believe Matt and I will be dressed in a Halloween costume.
I'll be going to be
nice.
Dressed. That'd be gross.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going as Pat Bradley.
Line one is going to play with Big Baby. That will be Brandon with Big Baby, Matt Couch with John on line two, and on line three is Trey Schaap. Brian and Greenbrier, sorry, we just don't have enough players for you today. But, still love you. Okay, first up, I need you guys to put your thinking caps on now. It is the political season going on as we speak.
Yep.
This man is a political consultant who has appeared on such television shows as Crossfire.
Bill Vickery.
K Street, as well as appeared. He has appeared in such movies as The People vs. Larry
Jim
Flynn.
Is it Carville?
James Carville.
James Carville. Jim Carville, judges will accept Matt Couch.
No, buddy. Jim and James? Are you kidding?
I got the last name right. That's close enough.
That's not
enough.
The same name.
I'm his friend, but his friends call him Jim.
The nickname for James is Jimmy.
If mama call him Jim, mama call him Jim. That's all I'm saying.
Big Baby, who you got? How old is James Carville?
Jimmy
LSU
Carville
graduate.
Is a crazy 65 years old today.
Not quite. Matt Couch?
JC is a nutty 68 years old.
Bingo, bango, you sick
bam,
little James
son.
Carville fan.
It's my boy, telling you.
Okay.
We retweet each other.
Do you really? You're just kidding.
On the reg.
Okay. This next birthday, Hall of Fame basketball coach.
Bobby Knight.
Wow. Yeah, it is Bobby Knight. Did somebody tell you that? Or
no.
You just guessed it? Okay.
Good job, Trey.
Matt Couch, how old is Bobby Knight?
Bobby Knight is a chair-tossing 71 years old today.
No, he's not. Trey Schaap.
70 chimp.
Oh, somebody looked. Bingo, bango.
No, nobody looked. I just had to catch up to Matt.
Okay. You got that right. All right, next up, birthdays.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball pitcher, former.
Rick Sutcliffe.
Ohio Dominican College. He is a right-handed pitcher. Think about it. Ohio Dominican
That's about
College.
As oxymoron as they come.
He's played for the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Expos, the Boston Red Sox, and the New York Mets. He's one of the gutsiest pitchers ever to come across the scene. World Series pitcher.
Curt Schilling?
Dominican.
Oh, Dominican.
Dominican. Pitch for the Red Sox. Brother Ramon.
Martinez.
Okay. What's the
guy? Martinez.
Whose birthday is it today?
Martinez.
Can't accept it. Pedro Martinez, you idiots.
Hey, I got his last name. Okay,
Martinez McBride.
How old is Pedro Martinez today?
42.
No, sir.
Oh, yeah. That's close. He's 44.
He is not almost.
Pedro is a steroid-free 46 years old.
Ooh. No, sir. 41.
I got the point.
41. Okay, last but not least, I know you guys will definitely get this. Singer-songwriter, she has recorded such songs as like such, I Kissed a Girl.
Katy Perry.
Shaft.
Yep. How old is she?
This goes to Big Baby. You need a big bingo, baby. Let's do it.
Happy.
Even that won't help you.
Yeah, well. No. 22 years old today.
Not even close.
Matt Couch, this could tie you guys.
KP is 27.
No.
No, add one to that. She's 28.
Oh, boy. Terry's looking at my paper. She is 28
see
years old.
Your computer.
Okay, third caller. Mm. That would be Jerry. Jerry, good job, Jerry. Congratulations.
Sorry, John. Oh, man.
Matt Couch, anything else?
Fellas, that does it.
Okay.
We'll see you on Saturday, bright and early.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Adios, folks.
And I know I didn't send an email back to you because I keep hoping you'll forget that you asked me to show up there at 7:10, but
right.
I guess I will.
Race for the cure. That's all I'm saying.
I owe you. Thanks, buddy.
We'll see you.
All right. Take care. That birthday trivia segment brought to you by our newest, congratulations, Trey Schaap.
Thank you.
Our newest family members in the zone, Rocktown Distillery. Phil Brandon, great local owner of the first legal distillery in Arkansas since Prohibition. It's going back a long way. They are distillers of small batch award-winning spirits.